They won't be the usual productions of the Salisbury Community Players this year. With the coronavirus pandemic picking up speed, it became clear that the normal productions had to be called off and something new had to be put together. So the company has decided to provide plays this month and next on the lawn in the back of their facility on Nutter's Cross Road. Shelby Thompson, chair of the production committee, says it was something they had been talking about before, but the pandemic has spurred them into action. Still, she notes, there will be the appropriate distancing.
Yes. For the plays that we have, the first two plays are called Love Letters and Hate Mail. Those are both a two-person cast, one man and one woman. And then our third weekend of September 25th, we have a concert with 10 people, and we're going to have the 10 people as distanced as we can and have, you know, masks worn off stage. Safety really is our number one priority for this. And then our final performance of Love, Loss, and What I Wore is only six women reading monologues. So for all of the straight shows, the plays, there's not a whole lot of interacting between the characters. Everyone's going to be stationary and reading off their script. For the concert, we might have a little bit more interaction, but it will definitely still be distanced.
What kind of difference is there is in terms of the kind of thing that you're planning as opposed to the intimacy of a theater? And by that, I mean the feel of it, that connection that you have, say, in a theater, say, for instance, Warwick, as opposed to, say, something that you're planning now.
I hope that we can still get that type of intimacy because I know a lot of people are longing for it, you know, myself included. So we have actually set up a bit more of a stage. I saw it last night for the first time, and it looks incredible. We have kind of like almost see-through back walls to make it more than just a flat stage with trees as the background. But it's a nice setup. We're set up on a flatbed truck as our stage, and we're putting little like plants and chairs and things to just make it feel a little bit more homey and not like you're just driving into some field to watch a show.
How important do you think that companies like yours, the community players, the arts as it were, are for a community like Salisbury? I mean, what kind of contribution do you think they make in terms of a local region like ours?
I think community players has been great for the community, you know, putting on multiple shows a year of different types between the classics to the modern. But I think in Salisbury, we are close enough to major cities that if we want to go see professional performances, we're close enough that we can drive, you know, 4 hours to New York or 2.5 hours to DC. But it's nice to have the opportunity to see live theater also close to your home. And a lot of people I talk to who've seen community players shows, like, they'll go for one person, and then they'll say, oh, I know that person too, or I've seen this person around Salisbury. So I think that's really great about kind of the small town of Salisbury, that you see your friends on stage, or you just go to support your friends, and it just makes our community grow and bigger and better in the arts.
Shelby Thompson is chair of the production committee for the Salisbury Community Players. First play this weekend will be Love Letters. Admission is $5 per person. Others include Hate Mail, Film to Broadway, and Loved, Loss, and What I Wore. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.